I'm Yardley Smith, one of your hosts for Small Town Dicks, along with Detective Dave.
Hello there. Good to be back.
And Detective Dan.
I'm here,
as always.
For a stunning new season of Small Town Dicks.
I put out an officer safety bulletin and sent it out to all agencies in our state because this guy's obviously dangerous. He's shooting at the police.
I remember getting that email from Chad. It went around our department like, oh, shit. Guy's like popping off rounds at cops on traffic stops. Okay.
That's one of those bulletins that you pay a lot of attention to.
It goes on our briefing board, and every shift of patrol that goes out is going to read that before they start their shift.
And I've got a project for the night.
Yeah.
I'm looking for this car. I'm going to find this car.
Yeah, everybody wants to find it.
What we had to do was build that relationship and say, okay, you might take heroin and you might buy heroin. All of that's illegal. But you know what? What we're really concerned about is your safety. And one of the first things we did is we rented a house right in the red light district. And we started to take observations on cars that came through that district. And we found that people were coming from as far as 100 miles away. And we found that some of the people that were coming were serious, violent criminals.
The great thing about this 17-year-old who initially comes forward and then testifies is the truth is really easy. I can probably anticipate 4 or 5 questions out where you're trying to take me if you're trying to impeach me as a witness. And clearly the defense tries to impeach this female based on this theft in her history. But she's got this streetwise sense and she's got the truth on her side. And she's got this kind of street edginess and confidence where she's just blunt and direct. And she's like, well, you know, I may be a thief, but I'm not a murderer.
Minus the distance portion of it, it was an execution type shooting. Jason didn't have any opportunity to defend himself or get out of the way or anything like that. And One-Eyed Bill wants nothing to do with this. He's not the most upstanding citizen by any stretch of the imagination, but he knows he doesn't want to be part of a gun, let alone a gun that was just used to shoot somebody.
On Friday, September 17th, Small Town Dicks returns for season 9. These aren't the well-known cases that blanket the true crime genre. These are cases you haven't heard before from small towns around the world. They are told, as always, by the detectives who investigated them.
Myself and the guy that was with me, we drove to a local hotel that we used to frequent. And when we went in, we were still smelling of marzipan.
Why did you smell like marzipan?
Semtex. It's the explosive Semtex. It smells of marzipan. So we went to this hotel, we had a few drinks, we spoke to some of our colleagues, and then the news really started to come in. There were 4 people dead. There were 6 people dead. At the end of the night, 9 police officers died.
Don't miss the new season of Small Town Dicks beginning September 17th. It's true crime for the true crime fanatic. Found wherever you love to listen.